Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show.
Somebody boys, yeah. Somebody boys, guy. Somebody boys, guy. Somebody boys.
Hello, my friends, and welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Don't forget that coming up tonight, we have Big Fraud Thursday. Ben Glaze and myself get together for two shows. The 1 hour Who Are These Freebeers show, where we feature current clips from editions of the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. I should probably get another clip to play for you from it to kind of like my marketing executive, Linda, has suggested that, on this show, we kind of wet the palate or wet the whistle. What is the thing? I think I'm mixing the metaphors. Anyway, to give you an idea of what's going on so that you can go ahead and sign up at patreon.com/Eric Zane. So which one should I play? I've got a number of them. Boy, I don't even know where to begin. I've got so many. I've got 21 clips ready to go. This one's great. When you listen to Freebird and Hot Wings, you often hear moments where they're wrapping up a conversation about whatever topic. And when that's happening, the conversation ends, and then there's like a pause. And it doesn't seem like Greg has it mastered to where he can finish up the thought about whatever it is they're talking and then somehow find a way to transition into a live commercial. Like if I'm over here telling somebody to go fuck themselves on this show, it would be really weird if I said, yeah, David in Hudsonville, fuck you. Now a word from Irvine's Auto Repair. Actually, that probably would work on this show. But definitely doesn't work on that show, you know? So this is one of those moments that took place on their show. I think they were discussing something about going to a strip club with your significant other and if you're not comfortable with it or whatever. And it goes like this.
And I had plenty of friends who would say, oh, I want to go to the strip club with you. It seems so fun just because, like, I knew a bunch of strippers because of my job.
Yeah.
And they would be all in. And then they'd get there and they were super uncomfortable. And it was very noticeable. A couple times where friends were like, all right, I'm leaving early. And it's like, yeah, you either get in there and you love it and you just realize it's a dance party and you don't think about it. Or you get there and you're like, holy crap, that's a stranger's vagina in my face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Incorrect audio. That is not what I wanted to play. That was saved incorrectly, and now I feel like a cock. Better example. God, what an asshole. Well, I got to go back. I'm glad I did that, because now I got to fix it. Jesus Christ.
The worst thing that can happen is, oh, yeah, I still routinely look at them and fantasize about my ex.
Yeah. Context. Conversation about your significant other saving the pictures that old boyfriend sent, dick pics and whatnot.
The worst thing that can happen is, oh, yeah, I still routinely look at them and fantasize about my ex.
Yeah.
That would be the worst.
Probably not it.
Not likely.
But if that is it, don't you want to find out now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because some people do keep that stuff around like little trophies, and that's weird to me.
It is. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. You know what's delicious? Omaha steaks.
I love their meat.
Oh, man.
So it just peters out and jumps into, let's talk about Omaha steaks.
I love their meat.
Oh, man.
That happens a lot on the show. I'm establishing a supercut of awkward transitions from content to advertiser. And I'll fix the one that I butchered for you here so we can relive that one the way it's supposed to be played when we actually do the show tonight at 6 p.m. All right. Omaha steaks are awful, Jeremy says. Chris says, I thought EZ was the king of the transitions, but this takes the cake. LOL. What the fuck? From dick pics to meat. LOL. Today at 6 p.m., our show starts live. Who are these free beers? And you can get it when it drops at 6 p.m. with the video that goes along with it as Ben and I review the clips. And all I want you to do is get the show for free. You sign up at patreon.com/Eric Zane. You put in a credit card payment. It doesn't charge you. You don't get charged or anything. You get the 7 days and then even go ahead and cancel it. Because most people are suspicious of me. They're like, well, I hate Eric, but I want to hear them talk about the show. All right. So, I mean, that might be true. Maybe not. Maybe there's a couple people that like me, but it doesn't matter. So they sign up and they want the show, but they don't want to get charged for it. That's totally cool. I want you to try it. Sign up for the 7 days, then cancel it. Then you got 7 days to do whatever you want. Listen to all 44 episodes of Who Are These Free Beers or, countless hours of content from, other shows that I've done on there, all there for you. And then at the end of the 7 days, it won't charge you. So you've beaten the system. Now you might be like, well, what if I like it? And I want to keep listening. I go, well, that's cool. Just go back into your profile, re-enable your card, just toggle it. And then I'll charge you $5 a month for audio, $10 a month for audio, video, live streams, and whatnot. Zoom participation on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. So much fun. All at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. I am going with the three Valentines on my plate, two daughters, and my lovely wife. I think I'm going the route of sending the Valentines. Because I used to, like, go and, like, buy a box of chocolate and, like, a stupid greeting card. And then I'd have to drive all across town and, here you go. And I'm like, you know, that's a lot. And I think that they just take it and throw it away. Now they have both daughters and Pooh Bear, for that matter. Love Starbucks. So I go, okay, I'm just going to cut out the card, cut out the candy, get the Starby gift card, virtual gift card, and just send it to them. And then I don't leave the house. It's exactly what they want. And it's just win-win. And it's the same amount of money spending because I think a greeting card is like $50 now. And then the candy, it's like, fuck that shit. You know, come on. They should sign up as a sponsor, you know? Hold on, I got to drink this. Yeah, you get the greeting card, you write on Love Dad. And then they go, oh, cool. And then they like set it on their counter for about 1 day. And then in the garbage it goes. What a goddamn racket. Maureen says, get cards at the dollar store for 50 cents. No, get no cards for no cents. That's what you do. So there you go. They're getting the Starbies. Pooh Bear is getting the Candy Crush gift card. We actually were walking through Meijer the other day, and it was, you know, there's that thing where you can get all the damn different gift cards. She goes, see this one? She loves this game so much. And, like, for decades, it seems like. Many, many years, she's been playing Candy Crush. This is also, this is two birds with one stone, because I bitch at her about when she goes online and then she'll like buy power-ups and just all of a sudden I get a $10 charge for shit she bought on there. And then I'll say, can you not do that? And then she'll go, oh, okay, I'm sorry. And then she'll wait about a month and then she'll do it again. And then I say, hey, she's got me by the balls. Because, you know, I've been trained about overreacting. So the biggest reaction I can give her to buying Candy Crush power-ups would be, hey, can you not do that? Anything more than that is like overreacting. So I don't want to do that. So rather than just get frustrated and have to have that conversation every month, she's going to get it anyway. So I'll just get her the gift card and then use it as like a gift. Here you go. Look what I got you. So this is all winning combination. I am I'm doing the right thing here. Feel good about that. I think Jackie knows what's up, though, because I reached out to her today. And I said, how do I spell your name? She goes, what do you mean? I go, your first name. How do you spell your name? And I don't know about you, but I struggle with this. Most people do know how to spell their kids' names. And she says, how do you always struggle with this? And I said, I don't know. I think it's in my head. Like right now, I'm going to try to spell it after what she told me. J-A-C-Q-U-E. And I said, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-Y-N-E. And she said, no E at the end. How do you not know this? And I said, I don't know. And I said, I was even thinking that it was J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-Y-N-E. Jacqueline. Hold on.
Darla.
Anyway, just she goes, why? I go, I can't tell. She goes, I think I know. All right. Where was I? Oh, my God. The hockey game last night. One of the more embarrassing things. I don't know how many times I've talked to you about me forgetting names. Like, for example, what I just talked to you about. Not quite getting how to spell my own daughter's name. And then numerous times, examples of when I've been talking to you here. And, you know, out of the blue, the stories of what's your name again? Or I just meet someone and then I forget their name and then I have to ask again. Or, I mean, it's been numerous things. So I, the Griffins are taking on this team yesterday from Springfield, Massachusetts. And typically I know the names of the teams. And, so, but for some, we don't play this team that often. And they beat us, and I'm announcing the three stars of the game. Now on their jersey, they've got like some bird of prey. And I go, all right, star number three with a goal and an assist. Number 45. And actually, when I started it, Star number three from the Springfield. And then I paused and I said, Falcons? Like I actually Falcons? That's not correct. And it felt weird. So I announced the guy, he skates out. And then I like, I don't know if they are the Springfield Falcons. So I said, Springfield. Star number two from Springfield. So-and-so. Star, they got all three. Star number one from Springfield. So-and-so. Immediately got done with that. Looked it up, and they are the Thunderbirds. They're not the Springfield Falcons. Lamoth Champion says, Thunderbirds, right? There used to be a Springfield Falcons. There did. There was? Now that, I didn't know. I was just guessing, you know? Cole says, Thunderbirds used to be Falcons, used to be Indians. Fuck, I don't know. Is that like the old Eddie Shore team? Isn't that the fucking guy, Eddie Shore? Like a really old team? Eddie Shore, Springfield. Yeah. He was the owner of that team, the Springfield Indians. All right. Anyway, that was fucking horrible. Kuipers says the game sucked. The game was fine up to a point. And that was late in the game when we gave up two empty net, go-ahead goal and two empty netters. I want to share with you a dynamic, though. Very rarely does this happen where I'm there at ice level. To my right is the visitor's penalty box. Guy will be in there getting ready to get out of the box to finish up as a 2-minute minor expires. Penalty box attendant will open the door at precisely the time that the puck is squirting out of the zone and headed towards our goalie with no one in between it. Guy comes out of the box and he has a breakaway. I've seen it. Well, I've been doing this for 20 years. I've seen thousands of games. Maybe on one hand, I can count how many times that there's been a breakaway like this. Last night was the night. This was the moment because we got a new guy in there for the game. His name's Dan Sundberg. And because we always like give the penalty box attendant shit if he opens up the fucking door. And the guy takes off and, you know, there's a opportunity for the other team to score or they actually score. We're going to kick the ass of the penalty box attendant. This is how it went last night in the game.
Back, it comes to center and Peterson out of the penalty box is going to walk in alone, shoot and score. Boy, that's just the way it's been going, Larry. You just... Every little...
Okay. So just like that, this was incredible. As soon as he comes out of the box is where the mascot is at the bottom. A dude let him out right there, and he's gone.
Back, it comes to center, and Peterson out of the penalty box is going to walk in alone, shoot, and score. That's just the way it's been going.
Okay, so that was an unassisted goal. But when I announced it, like I said, the guy's name is Dan Sundberg, and his sister's sitting next to me. She's the timekeeper, Josie. So I go, Thunderbirds goal or Springfield. I didn't say Thunderbirds. I said Springfield goal scored by number so-and-so. And then I said his name. And then I said unassisted goal, Dan, at whatever time. And I said under my breath, Dan, both times. And holy fuck. They were laughing hysterically because I basically said that Dan Sundberg got the assist on the goal. About 10 minutes later, there's another penalty. And the time is winding down on the penalty. And the Springfield guy is on his feet getting ready to be let out. I go, hey, Danny, you going to help him out on this one too, you fuck? And the player for Springfield starts cracking up because he knows that that's exactly what happened last time. I go, yeah, way to go, Dan. And Dan opens up the penalty box and the guy skates out. No big deal. Shockingly, later in the game, same fucking thing. He opens up the door, guy skates out, another breakaway. And as soon as he opened the door, I screamed out, he did it again! He did it again! And this dude takes off, picks up the fucking puck, and he like does a dangle deal and just fucking whips it right at our goalie. And somehow it like chipped off his shoulder and flew over the net. But now on three penalties, we've got a goal. We got two breakaways and a goal. In fact, when I said he did it again, I'm like, score. Yeah, yeah. I'm like cheering the guy on. I'm like, yeah, yeah. But he missed it. And I was like, son of a bitch. Oh, my God. And then Dan is just like, he's just staring. He can't believe it. I can't get Josie on the phone here. Josie is the sister. Like I said, she sits next to me. She was witness to all of this. And, oh, my God, I got to get around here. Talk about this.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Josie. I'm podcasting. How are you?
Good, you?
I'm okay. I want to talk about your stupid brother with the breakaways.
Yeah, he can't believe he did that twice.
That was so incredible. That I've never seen that. I mean, once in a while you see that, but never like twice in a game.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's never going to be able to live that down. We're going to change his name to, when I announce him, Dan Breakaway Sundberg.
I'm good with that.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about that because that was rare and we were laughing and it was hysterical and all that fun stuff.
He couldn't believe he did it, and then just the, you know, heckling that we gave him.
Oh, yeah. It's never going to – if he stays at that job for 20 years, he's going to be – we're never going to let him forget this.
Oh, no. I'll continue it after the 20 years. Don't worry.
Okay. Have a nice day today, and I, as always, appreciate you very much.
Of course. You too.
See you. Bye. That's the immortal Josie Sundberg. I think I caught her off guard. She's cool. Very, very cool. Longtime supporter. Outstanding human being. Her brother's great, too. But that was fucking great. All right. What else was there? There was something else I was going to tell you about. Oh, my God. Oh, on the way back. The way back from the game. It was snowing like crazy. And so I'm driving slow. You know, I always drive slow. And it's fine. I had no issue whatsoever. But on the other direction. Oh, wait a minute. Time out. Kuypers brings up something. He says the missed offsides call. There was a moment that the other team scored. And if you know anything about hockey or soccer, offsides is oftentimes a point of contention. Puck is blown dead if there's someone on the other side of the line before the puck gets into the zone. Sometimes it's a judgment call. Sometimes it's close. This one was not close. The dude for their team skated in, and there was already a guy in the fucking zone. And the whole arena is like, how did you miss this? What? This might be it right here. Chris says it's offside if you're saying soccer, not offsides. Or else the drunks will yell at you. Boy, will they. All right, I think I got it.
Here's Rafferty with the puck. Oh. Right in front, though. Seager got away from him. Oh. Johannes on the rebound. Tried to send it in front.
Ooh, he almost chased it, got it.
Yeah, chased it down to your side. And
okay. Now here, who has the puck here?
Chomped it.
Okay. 26 has the puck. And I think. All right. So this guy here who's leading the charge, this is what they said was offsides. But you notice here, Kuypers, he's dragging the foot. So I think it's a judgment call. No, that's offsides. I think it's very close. Let me see if I can pause it at the key moment. All right. Right now, the puck is not yet in. Well, it's on the line. And he's way in. That is an offsides all the way.
Center, Springfield takes it away. Boy, that was offside. Oh, that's Thunderbirds go in and score.
No.
Oh, that was way offside, Larry.
That wasn't even close.
Get it.
That was way offside. It was. You know, there's no way to try. I'm trying to give those guys the benefit of the doubt. You know, but that was bad. Oh, my God. Fucking A. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, so I'm driving back, and I come around the corner, and there's fucking all these emergency lights. There's fucking vehicles everywhere. And somebody, I read this morning, some drunk fuck was driving in the other direction, and he smashed into a fucking ladder fire truck. And I think it was just, the fire truck was just driving down the road. I don't even think he was going to a call. He was going somewhere. And some fucking idiot ran into the truck. And the truck goes spinning out, totally fucks up everything. The freeway's closed. And somebody got hurt. And they suspect that the guy who was driving the truck who smashed into the fucking fire truck was drunk. Cole says, is there no instant replay in the American Hockey League? Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's instant replay. You know how, like, in the NHL, there's a crew that's in Toronto where the league office is, and they're sitting there in, like, a war room determining if there's a penalty or whatever? In the American League, we have something similar, except replace similar with an iPad. If there's ever a doubt, the refs have to come in to my booth where I am. They're all fucking sweaty, and they're the sweat's dripping off their faces onto the iPad, and all they can check is to see if a goal crossed a line from a camera on the ceiling looking down at the goal mouth. That's all that they can review. We have no technical ability to review anything more than that. So basically, it's a huge pile of shit is what it is. Chris said that, no, the fire truck was on the interstate for an accident. A big box truck had overturned. Ah, okay, thank you. So it was quite an eventful evening. We were expecting to where I'm living. They were like, oh, my God, there's got to be so much snow. You better get to the store and get all the milk, eggs, and bread you can possibly get. It's got to be horrible.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
And it wasn't shit. We got like 3 or 4 inches of snow. It was no big deal. All right. So, welcome into this show. This show originates in the Impact Power Sports Studio, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. If you want to check out their selection of golf carts, Easy Go golf carts, and or Yamaha golf carts, they are a dealer of those great pieces of equipment. Not to mention an ATV, UTV. You can get a motorcycle, e-bike, scooter, go-kart. All at Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They are in Rockford, Michigan, along 14 Mile Road. Good group of people over there. Ron, Drew, Mary Lou. David is reaching out. There has been, it's another day. What have we been reporting about every day since Trump took office? We've been talking about one thing and one thing only every day that has to do with the Trump administration. And that is plane crashes. And I'm understanding that there has been another plane crash. This one in a New Hampshire neighborhood. This is video from a Ring doorbell cam. Let's check it out. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. Uh-oh, just flew over. Get that. Come on. Oh, wow. That was wild to see. Not the biggest plane. But you saw it go down. No word as to what actually happened on the deal. But pretty much every day since Trump took over, there has been a plane crash. This one almost crashed into a house. That actually happened Tuesday. I don't know what's going on. The guy says, I was shooting for the end of the runway. And I just obviously didn't make it. He's okay. It was closer to the houses than I thought. The pilot is a guy named Dave Lennon. He said he was practicing a landing at the time of the crash. What an asshole. Quote, it started dipping and I said to myself, oh no, and tried to hold on to it and keep it from stalling completely. He said. Boy, I tell you what, that's a hobby that, you know, if you start to like get the desire to be a pilot, just to like, you know, fly on your own. And let's say you have a wife and a family. I think it's important for the wife and the family to try to talk the asshole, or maybe it's the husband talking to the wife, talk them out of this. Most people are shitty at everything. If you ever get a chance, read about the demise of John Denver. You know, the dude, Play Me Some Mountain Music. No, that's Alabama. There's a song that John Denver sings that everybody sings at the hockey game. Thank God I'm a Country Boy or some shit. I don't know. Anyway. He had all the money in the world. He bought some stupid experimental airplane. Country roads, that's it. Take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia. Mountain mama, take me home, country road. And if you were to read how his demise happened, you'd understand that that guy was not fit for flying. And he might have been drunk. I remember when that happened because there was some discussion about what happened to him because the plane hit the water and then they eventually found the craft and then he wasn't in it and he had like been ejected or somehow wound up out of the plane and like sometime later his head rolled up on a beach. My God, can you imagine if you're like a kid playing, making a fucking sandcastle, and then a wave rolls in and John Denver's head comes thumping onto the beach, staring at you? Holy shit. That there might be some urban legend to that, but I could have sworn that John Denver's head rolled up onto a beach. Was John Denver's head found? All right, details. Details found in John Denver's autopsy report. Let's see. His autopsy put several lines of speculation to rest and revealed the horrifying details of how the crash proved so fatal. The autopsy report describes how his dismembered body was recovered from the wreckage in several parts, with several parts of his anatomy missing. This includes a large portion of his head. His remains were found 150 yards from the shore. No evidence of alcohol or drugs in his system. Even though I said that, I could probably get sued. Okay, so it doesn't say like there was a kid playing on the beach and John Denver's head came rolling on off of a wave into the kid's lap. I think I might have actually made that part up. But he was badly dismembered, including a portion of his head. That we know. So I guess in theory, it could have been even worse. Because the only thing worse than being on a beach making a sandcastle and having John Denver's head roll up is if you're a kid on a beach making a sandcastle and three quarters of John Denver's head rolls up onto a beach, which we don't know that that didn't happen. All we know is that a small piece of his head or a portion of his head was not there, so that could be anywhere. Jeremy adds, I'm sure the kid was playing soccer with the head, actually. Now, I didn't hear that one. That might be just an urban legend. But I think we can just go ahead and determine that a child was actually playing with a portion of John Denver's head as the child was making sandcastles on the beach. I almost said sandglasses because right when I was saying that, Maureen posted, I wonder if he was still wearing his round glasses. And out of my brain, sandglasses came out of my mouth. It's remarkable. Okay. We are off and running on this edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. I have audio from an event that happened a long time ago. Not that long ago. Do you remember when the Titan submersible imploded underwater when they were looking for the Titanic? Titan submersible. Animated implosion. Let's see here. We've covered this before, this ground before, but this is a nice piece that was done. And if you're just listening to the audio podcast, you got to watch this. But this crew does like an animation of what happened to the Titan submersible. Like, this is how fast it happened. This clip right here. There's the submersible. Now, it's important to note the speed at which this thing would be destroyed. Okay, that's not it. But anyway, look at implosion duration, 20 milliseconds. The brain, it takes 150 milliseconds to notice it. This is probably comforting. Like, if you're the family member of all these kids, I think there was, like, a whole bunch of people in there, and there was, like, some guy and his son. Remember the one guy and his son went down? And the dad was like, let's go down and see the Titanic, some rich fucker. And the kid's like, no, it's a bad idea. They're running. It's being controlled by an Xbox controller. Let's not do it. And dad said, no, it's fine, man. Well, you know, a little bit of solace for the family. Those two did not even know what happened to them. In fact, they played this video at the funeral. It is the same amount of explosiveness as 50,000. It says 50 kilograms of TNT. So that would be 50,000 pounds of TNT. That's a lot. So you got the, okay, this is what I want. This is how fast it happened. Looking at the craft. Okay, so you're a fish looking at this sub. That's it. That's how fast. What the fuck? God, that's incredible. It's gone. Now they'll slow it down for us. That's real time with spotlight. And now, slow-mo with spotlight. You can see a little red goo kind of leave the top of it there. That's how fast they determined it was when this thing blew up. But there's more to this video. This is fascinating. I love this shit. This is from the inside. Like how the body is just made to actual goo. Completely obliterated. This was played at the funeral for all of the deceased. After the Ocean Gate thing, the bodies just explode. It is so awesome. Wow. This is such morbid fun. Death has never been more, look, there's chunks. Death has never been more fun than this right here. Now, this animation doesn't have all of the people in there. It just has one person to illustrate what would happen to your body. This bubble here, they ended up finding this thing. There were a couple chunks of the capsule that they actually found. Okay. Now, why am I going over all of this again? First of all, Megan writes, do you think that monster fish thought it was family? One bright light on the top and otherwise dark with eyes. That fish, my God. Yeah, we talked about it earlier this week. Molly says the controller was not the problem. It was the fuckhead who thought it was okay to put that pressure on someone like the Titan. Oh, I know. The controller was actually more durable than the actual submarine. Jeremy, great question. Why didn't they just make the whole vessel out of what they made the bubble out of? Linda says, and I say I love death. I know you do. That's why you love this so much. Actually, she didn't want to say that. She was picking on me because I always pick on her about loving death. Well, all right. I mean, I'm watching this macabre reenactment of the implosion of the Titan submersible because of how awestruck or how amazing it is to see something be imploded like that. All right. But if you had the ability to go down to the wreckage, you would put on your best couch cushion blouse and fix your hair up 1990s giant style and go down there and get a picture with it smiling. That's what you would do. All right. Don't ever try to compare me to you. Linda goes to places where people were murdered and gets smiley, nice pictures of her in front of like the body in the pool of blood. she actually went to the house where Nicole Brown Simpson was murdered and the waiter guy. This is like 15 minutes after they were murdered, and took a picture in front of the house. It's the type of picture that if someone found like centuries later, they go, look at how fucked up these people were. They're smiling in front of a murder site. Yoda World talks about inside of that vehicle, they couldn't even stand in that stupid thing. They had to sit in a yoga pose the whole time. Yoda World says, I'm going to miss the show when my schedule finally changes or I have to change jobs. Oh, you're letting us know that. I'm sorry. You'll have to watch it on demand then. But yeah, you're part of the group. I remember Yoda World. I first was exposed to Yoda World, and that's Y-O-T-E-A, World, during Who Are These Broadcasters? He gave us a super chat. You know how we actually like pass the hat around on that show, and people like throw a few bucks into our pockets every now and then? I inadvertently banned him from the show. I didn't mean to do that, but I did. Stand by. And then we brought him back. So I am going somewhere with this. I'm taking the long way to get you the story. But the National OAA, which I don't know what that stands for, something oceanic, has released audio because they had a microphone in the water 900 miles away. So it would be like an explosion being in Tennessee and hearing it in Michigan. But the microphone in the water picked up the explosion or the implosion. And this is what it sounds like. This is what it sounded like. Lamoth says National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which probably will be no more when Trump wipes it out. Isn't he doing that? He's like wiping out all the departments. The Department of Education is going to be wiped out really soon. He calls it like a fraud. Now, I couldn't tell you why. I'm not one of these. Because people right now are saying, this is horrible. This is absolutely horrible. And I was like, I don't know why. Why is that horrible? And then Ash told me, Madison's fiance, that it's being done and it's going to privatize schooling. And there was another reason, but I forget. And I don't know why that's a bad thing. Some of you do know, and please inform me. And I don't even know if Ash is right. I think Ash is right. Ash is smarter than I am. I know that. And I haven't bothered to look it up. Why is it? Some people are saying it's good to get rid of the Department of Education. But I am not one to say, yeah, it's bad, but not really know why it's bad. It might be great. I don't know what the knock on the Department of Education is. Like, what is wrong with it that makes it so that Trump is going to wipe it out? All right, I digress. This is the audio of the sub imploding. Now, this is going to be a huge letdown for you because it's really not a big deal. Wow. is a big deal, I think, considering the fact it's 900 miles away and it rolls in like thunder. So they probably went ahead and played that for the families. They said, look, we already have a simulation of what happened to your loved ones' bodies. But let's go ahead and listen to it again. Here you go, one more time. How is it that it was like that long ago and we're just now getting this audio now? You would have thought that they would have checked the closest microphone like immediately after it happened. Folks are weighing in on the Department of Education. Jeremy says, no, not privatize. It just kicks it down to the states to administer education for themselves. Yeah, so I'm going to need somebody from the other side of that saying, yeah, that's bad. And here's why. Jeremy says Department of Education funds things like school lunches and special needs classes. Cole says all young people are stupid. That's the knock on the Department of Education. Yeah, I don't know if I can get behind that comment. Cole says add the real audio to the simulation video. Yeah, I can't do that. I don't have enough capability. Megan says, oh, well, they want to get rid of 504Ss. And I don't know what that is. Because it covers those who are otherwise health impaired. Example of this, ADHD, dyslexia, using a wheelchair, blindness, asthma, but apparently it also covers trans dysmorphia or something. Yeah, that sounds, you sound like me. Chris says, with that sound he heard, sorry, I'm just on audio. Did someone record the NFK making a sandwich downstairs? Megan says we need federal protection so that the states cannot discriminate against those with disabilities. So the suggestion is that the states are looking to discriminate? Is that what I'm understanding? Rebecca says the states already control what is being taught. It is not the federal government's responsibility. Chris says we already have federal protections against that, Megan. And Megan says, but do we, Chris? And Chris says, yes, we do. Megan also adds, I have a 504, and so does one of my kids. I also have a kid with an IEP. So I think what I'm learning here is this is all above my pay grade. I don't know fucking shit. But if I'm the president, this is what Trump is doing. He's taking a look at dollars and cents. That's all he is interested in. He does not care about anything more than the bottom line. So if there's federal dollars going towards children with disabilities, and then he like doesn't like children with disabilities or whatever, he's just going to, you know, draw a red line through it. So let's just say for this discussion, Trump hates cognitively impaired children or any children with a physical disability. He is going to say, fuck you, and wipe it all out, and then that's the end of it. That's I think, what's happening here. And again, we need to wrap our mind around this. We need to start to process these types of maneuvers because they are going to be, for the next 3 years, 11 months, regularly. Okay? All of these dollars are being wiped off the books. Wolverine Bronco is suggesting this. He is cutting things so they can do the tax cut for the rich with minimal blowback. Okay. Well, again, these are all... The way I describe the show is when you guys add to the chat like this, it might be accurate. But there's a pretty good chance it's not accurate. Most of the time, it's all horse shit. Badger with a great comment. We need Tophus. Just ask him. Yeah. Tophus lost his mind yesterday because everybody picked on him. Everybody picked on him about the bullets thing. All right. We will circle back to this. Easy needs to go tinkle. Just sit still. And we'll get after it.
Okay.
I am wearing what's known as a grout fit. Going with the gray sweat bottoms. Going with the... Ogama Heights Falcons. That is Justin's school. Outstanding. Thank you so much. Meanwhile, we had a moment last night. A little weird. Sound asleep. And if you hear something strange, you think somebody's like attacking you, or perhaps it's like a World War Z type of attack or some shit. But you're ripped awake when you're ripped awake by this noise. O'Neill barfing. Poor guy. He's over here on the ground. I think he's okay. But something got to him. And thank God he got off of the bed, you know. I was wondering why I had room, you know. And he starts throwing up. And then, you know, there's always going to be two. He does the big one. And then he does the second one after that. And I'm like, okay, now what type of surprise am I going to get when the lights come on? All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.